I have a question for you.
It's funny. Do you know that in English we say thank you very much? It's the opposite. Muchas,
muchas gracias.
A lot.
Gracias.
Thank you. Thanks. And then in English we say thank you very,
very much. Gracias. Muchas.
Yeah.
In Spanish.
But,
right?
But it's the proper way in Spanish is muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Still?
Yes, it's all me, I mean, you're scared, and he says, Hey, Jerry. What's up,
Jerry? What up? Sino, Ishila, Esri, Sarah, may I think, for refuge, right? I shall wish you Alfred. Why you have saved me? That I sleep for Melephins, right? Here you go, Alfred, when I saw.
We da, we di, we da, da.
Be more capable of when you saw. 170 Terrace and
that's probably right there. Literally. Did you get a new fence recently? Right where the light is, kind of, and there's a fence and a fence. And,
it is, that part is a newer, it's a new fence.
Relatively new.
Yeah.
I think I know what house it is. The roommate. The roommate used to live in that house?
Yeah.
Sure. Nice to see. Mazel tov. Very nice.
What's your tomorrow?
305.
About my house. I just told him that.
Oh.
305-770-2257.
2257. Sure. Do you, like, is it, you, would you take a call Saturday night? Hey, I'm having some people over. Comes in.
By Saturday night, I'm pretty,
earlier in the day.
Yeah, I like to know a little earlier.
Oh, so.
Like, you know, like, if Friday you're thinking about doing it, that'd be good.
But I usually do. I have to get one.
Yeah, if you have, oh, you always start your fire?
No, literally, I
thought I've been smelling some fires in the neighborhood. I said, someone's having a backyard something.
Yeah, I've been trying to have a little bit more, yeah.
I think I've smelled them.
I just got saw recently.
That's nice.
But
I ended up. All right. Very nice. Oh, yeah, can you go? Not like that either. The week before,
Michael's husband.
That's from with Yakov Bogert.
No relation to Humphrey.
No relation, just for.
I just rented a movie with Humphrey Bogert.
Which one?
It's in with a stack of them. I think we'll get some videos. Nice to see you. I'm working on the 6 foot thing. I don't know where you're from or where you've been in the last month. So nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Well, I know you got here on an airplane, and who knows who was on that plane.
Many, many places.
Welcome to Florida.
Where does he get? Where does he
sit? He sits right with the laptop.
Get it to splash someone.
Anyways, that's it. You got my phone number. You know how to
reach me. So Thursday night.
If you let me know a Thursday or Friday, then I can mentally have a little preparation.
Are you starting on screen?
Sign. It breaks the IE rule, so does science. In both in the reverse sense. S-T-E-I-N. I before E, except after C, which is not the case of science, and I before E, except after C, is not the case of science. They both break those. They both break the rule. Here's the king of breakfast.
And then they just roll it.
Yeah, they put like a metal tin thing on there, and they pick up it from face on. And they also do a knife.
Right.
Nasha,
yes, have some vegetables. Veggies is all I'm eating. Take a look.
There you go.
A whole lot more veggies than any grown man should eat.
Well, you know, you don't gain weight, eat those vegetables, like they say.
It's not the vegetables.
Life ain't as simple as that. You know it.
Life is not simple. You know, I'm hopping around you guys. You're not too close. You got this in my pocket.
You know. Okay. Let's get on. Okay. Very good. Okay. So we're just gonna wait for everyone to finish getting their breakfast over here. start. Okay. Just go ahead.
It's a new
car. It's my car. Oh, yeah.
What's yours in the shop?
My mother's using it. Yeah, she's here for a month.
Ooh, wow.
2 months, maybe.
Wow.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Should we start or should we just let people get settled? Okay. What?
During
the Zoom. Menachem may give this year, but we'll see what happens. Okay. Okay, so let's start. So the Indian that we're talking about, we got into it from Shatchanos and from brokerage fees and all these things, is the Indian of Yerud L'Sech Sadi Chaver Shaloi Birshos. It's the Gemara B'Metzia, Daf Kuf Aleph, that the Gemara says over there, we spoke last week that if someone goes into someone else's property and he plants a tree and he sees that the person could use some nice landscaping or whatever. So he sees that the person could use a tree and he puts it in over there. So the Gemara says that he can charge the owner of the field. And the Gemara says that there's two ways to charge. Either it's Yada al Yoina, and sometimes it's Yada al Tachtoina. It means there's a higher rate and a lower rate. What's the definition of the higher rate and what's the definition of the lower rate? The higher rate, the Gemara, the Machlokes in the Rishonim. But the higher rate, the Rishonim, let's go with the halacha, is that it depends. If you pay the expenses, or do you pay the value that you were Mahana the person? The value that the property went up in value. So the Gemara says that if it depends. Yoda ala tachtoino means that you just pay the expenses. You just pay whatever the expenses were. Yoda ala tachtoino. Yoda ala yoina means you pay him the going rate, what it would charge, what you would pay somebody that you would be hiring to do this job for you. So the higher rate means you actually pay someone that, it's like you're hiring the guy. You pay the person whatever it would cost to hire someone to do this job. That's Yoda al Yoina. That's the higher rate. I forgot to mention beginning of this year, just one second, that, I forgot to mention that the shir is going to be dedicated to Nishmas Shimon ben Moshe HaKoyin. Okay, so that the higher rate means that it's as if you're hiring someone. So even though you never asked him, you didn't ask the person permission, and the worker came in and did the work for him. He planted a tree, right? He's sitting in upper in northern Florida. He's passing by the whole area set aside for orange tree pardesim or orchards of orange trees. And he walks into this guy's field and he sees, hey, this guy has a whole acre there that's not planted. This guy could use some more orange trees there. And he goes and plants the orange trees. So there's two ways to evaluate how much does the owner of the orchard owe the guy that worked. One way to evaluate it is you pay him like the going rate. You pay him whatever it would cost to get the job done. The other way is you just pay him for the expenses. You're just paying the expenses. And expenses includes the cheapest rate for labor also, not just the expenses you put in, but also the cheapest rate for labor. But not that's not you. You can't usually get the job done for that because you need to hire a general contractor. You need to hire, there's a lot more tircha involved than just the expenses. So the lower rate is expenses. The higher rate is the is how much it would actually get to cost you to get the job done. Now, when do you use the higher rate? When do you use the lower rate? So the Gemara says, "Kanba asuyalita v'loy pligi. Kanba asuyalita, kanba she'ena asuyalita." That it depends. If it's designated for oranges, so then it's designated for that use. Since it's designated for that use, so Mamela, you have to pay him the full price of the going rate. If it's not designated for that use, ena asuyalita. It's not designated for that use. So there the halacha is you just pay him the lower rate. Why? Because you wouldn't have hired someone to do it for you. It's not made for that. I'm really planning on planting grapefruits there, not oranges. So it's not really a suyalita, but I got a hana out of it. So you have to pay the hana. You have to pay what? There's some sort of hana that you got. You got value because the expenses means that he put value into your property. So that value you have now. Since you have that value, you have to pay him for that value that you got from him. Okay, now, what's the obvious question? The obvious question is, what do you mean? If in either case, one could ask the obvious question, which is, I'm not interested. I could be not interested for many reasons. I could be not interested because it's ain't asuyalita. What do you mean you gave me value? I was planning on using oranges. What? Oh, so first of all, it could be that I'm not interested for two reasons. Number one is, it's not asuyalita. So what? It's not a favor for me. Number two is, even if it is a suyalita, but I can't afford it. That's why do you think it was empty? It was goof empty because I can't afford it.
I feel like I just decided to do what I want. I don't need a reason why I didn't want you to come plant trees. But is it a total?
No. I'll tell you what I'm coming lafuke. What I'm coming lafuke is that let's say we find out that okay, let's get
to it. I have a right to say I don't want you to help me, even if you think I need the help.
But you got hana. At the end of the day, you got hana.
So, period. I didn't want your hana. I didn't ask for your hana.
Yeah, once he did it, I'll ask that you should be nana for a minute, and you got it. Your chater was koinet. You have to pay him.
I'm going to stick his chivas because you decided to help me out.
Right, that's the chiddush of the sugya here. But
that, better off with that.
So this is what we're going to get to. Okay, so obviously, what's the answer? The answer we started talking about last week. So I'm going to mock them right now. That the mahalach we're taking in the sugya, it's a very complicated sugya. The mahalach we're taking right now basically is the Chazon Ish's mahalach. It's the Chazon Ish's mahalach in the machloekes rishonim between the Rosh and the Rashba, and we pass in the Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam, which is a combination of the Rosh and the Rambam. So it's very complicated, but what the mahalach we're going to take in the sugya is basically the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish, for the 1,000 years before the Chazon Ish, everyone came along, everyone's working that there's a machlokes rishonim over here between the Rosh and the Rashba. And the Chazon Ish comes along and says it's impossible. There's no machlokes rishonim. So Chazon Ish basically says everyone agrees, and the machlokes is on a very small point. Okay, so I'm going to take the svar of the Chazon Ish, and it's the Chazon Ish and Baba Basra Simon Beis. This is the mahalach we're going to take in the sugya. Okay. Chazon Ish goes like this. He says that the Rishonim have a shaila. The Rishonim want to know, can the person come along, the owner of the field, and there's a very good simon to see if he really likes what happened. Tell the guy, you planted trees, very nice. You gave me a whole bunch of a guy came, and the hurricane is coming, and he puts on you, and he puts a whole bunch of shutters across your window. And then he comes back to you and he says, here's the bill for the shutters, right? Hurricane is coming. So I want to make sure that you're covered, you know, such a chesed. So, you know, or like they do in South America, that, you know, the guys need a couple extra dollars. So as you're walking, they tell you to stop for a second. You're like, hey, you see that? And you're like, what? And meanwhile, they start polishing your shoes. And then when the time finishes shining your shoes, they want $3. And in some of the countries, they just decide to steal the $3. They don't even bother polishing the shoes. It depends how far it's out. It depends like where in the, you know, which country you're in. But the guy put up your shutters. So what's the raya? It's a house with old windows needs shutters. That's the code, basically, right? It's asuyalita. So the Chazon Ish says like this. The Rishonim hold, the Rosh holds, that it all depends on the reaction of the balabas. If the Baal Bas goes and says, get rid of this, I don't want it, take it back. Come back and akar niti oisecha. Take the tree out of here. I don't want the tree. Oh, fine. That's a good simmons. Leinichale. So what the whole machayev to pay, posh upshat. The whole machayev to pay is the hana. I didn't get hana. Lenivale, according to your sacha, take it out of here. So according to Chazon Ish and the Rosh, everything depends on that. Even if it's a suyalita, what do you mean I should get rid of these trees? This thing is an orange field. Why would I get rid of it? Like Menashe said, why get rid of it? I don't want orange trees right now. Maybe I was planning on doing grapefruits. Maybe I was going to do lemons. Maybe I was going to do estragon. Yeah, I was going to get some seeds from my son over here. He's going to give you all the seeds collected. But so he's going to do, I'm not interested. According to Yosef. So the Chazon Ish says, according to the Rosh says, that the guy could say according to Yosef, and then he's off the hook. Then he's off the hook. Now, so when does the sugya start? And then at his own expense, the Yoyrid has to come and take it away.
Is that how it was?
Otherwise, he's a mazik. Fakarit. He turned from being a mahana to being a mazik. So now he has.
That his hana, without saying that you should uproot your trees, depends on whether he has to pay also. Because as soon as you inform him he's going to have to pay for that, and suddenly he doesn't want the tree anymore.
No, I'm saying, okay, no. So now, well, that's the point. He says, according to Yosef, okay? Now, fine. So where does so he's allowed to do that. And according to the Rosh, he's allowed to do that even by a Sada, which is a Suya Lita. It's a big chiddush. The Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch don't pass it like that. The Rishonim argue, this is where the Chazon Ish says, there's no machlokes. The Rishonim say, if it's a Suya Lita, you cannot say according to Yosef. Because it's made for oranges. We don't, what do you mean according to Yosef? So says Chazon Ish, what? Who are you to say? You coming in? I don't even have the right for you to get rid of it because it's made for orange. It's designated for oranges. So now you decide to make orange trees there. Now I have to take it? Chazon Ish says it's impossible that any Rishon would hold like that. Even though that's what the Rishonim say, he says that's not what the Rishonim mean. What do the Rishonim mean? The Rashba, Ramban, and in the Shulchan Aruch, what do they mean? No. They mean something else. The Rishonim mean that we don't believe the guy by a suyalita that Hitaka doesn't want it. What's he doing? He's calling the guy's bluff. He's saying, get rid of the trees at your own expense. The guy just invested a lot of money into the field, right? So he's not going to come. He's not going to come and take it out. So the owner of the field is calling his bluff and saying, according to Yosecha, the guy's going to come back and say, I can't afford it. Okay, fine. Thanks. Call to. And now he saves him all the money. So the Chazon Ish says that's what the Rishonim meant, that you can't say according to Yosecha by a Sada, which is made for that. You can't tell him to take it because we don't believe him that it's Lenichalai. So Memela, he says that if it's Taka Lenichalai, and he'll prove to him, I'll prove to you it's Lenichalai. I have a contract with a grapefruit company that's coming next week to do it. I wasn't planning on using it for a tree. I could prove to you that it's Taka Lenichalai. Or I'll prove to you it's Lenichalai because I'm bankrupt and I already owe the people that planted the trees last week. I never paid them. So I'm obviously not going to pay you either. So if you could prove that it's Lenichalai, so then the Chazon Ish says the Rishonim agree to the Rosh that he could say according to Yosecha. So the Chazon Ish is making it much more mistaber now, meaning the Rishonim come along and say, no, you have to take it. So the Rosh asks, how could you force someone to take it? He's a nice Losh in the Rosh. Okay, we'll see. That's a good question. So the Rosh says, "V'loy nihirali." He says, "Lo mistaver klal that sheyitim bal asadu lanaitekish soloi that you have to pay him who ain't a chafetz benetius." And he says another Losh in the Rosh. He says, "What, a guy's going to come in and just make me into a bala karen for no reason? He's going to make me into a bala. He can't do that." So the Chazon Ish says everyone agrees to that. Tzvar, and the whole machlik is minastam. A guy comes by a Sada Suyalita, do we believe him? The Rosh says, if he says he doesn't want it, we believe him. And the Rishonim say, no, we're calling his bluff. And really, we assume that he is Nichalei. This is the Machlokes. But so now that's what I mean. We're going to go with the Chazon Ish Machlokes, that everyone agrees that if a guy comes and says, I don't want it, we believe him. Where does the Sugya start? The Sugya starts when he says, I do want it. It's Gevaldik. It's Geschmack. Now, he says, I mean, the difference between a sada, a suyalita, and ain a suyalita is when you're not telling the guy, get rid of it. Okay? So now you're telling the guy, So you come to, like Menashe said, who are you? Who do you think you are to plant my tree? So, okay, I'll take it out. No, it's all right. You can leave it. And, oh, second, so you're not so upset. You're not so angry, right? Okay, but still, you're not so upset, Lamaisa. So now it, that means that it's considered an off for you. You don't mind it because you're telling me I can keep it. Now, the Chazon Ish says, Gevaldik of Chiddush. This is where the Chazon Ish is. The Chazon Ish came up with a svar in the sugya that made the sugya a lot easier. He says that the difference between Asuyalita and in Asuyalita is where you've been mekabel the Hana b'di'evit. It means like this. Listen, I wouldn't have gone ahead and done this. But now that it's here, I'm not going to go through the trouble of making you take it out. So therefore, if it's a suyalita, so the rush holds that by a suyalita, since it's designated for trees, and the guy went ahead and did the tree, and you're being mekabelit, then the lumdus is that it's as if you hired him. Because really, the idea is that since it's a suyalita and really it's designated for orange trees, and you would have to hire someone to make the orange trees for you, and you don't mind that this guy did it, so it's considered he was your worker. You have to hire a worker anyway. You have to get someone to do it, and Mamela, since you have to get someone to do it, and he's doing it, and you're okay with it, so then the lum just becomes it's as if you hired him, and since it's as if you hired him, you have to pay him the full going rate. No. I like the guy's work. He's okay. I was going to hire someone else to do it. Instead of hiring someone else, this guy chapped the rein. So I have to pay him the regular going rate. Masha ein kein, by eina asuyalita. So there the lumdus is, I would have never hired anyone to do this. I'm not looking for this, right? I don't hire people for this job. So Mela, since I don't hire anyone for this job, it's not something I hire people for. But since I'm okay with it, b'dievet, I'm okay with it. So then the halacha becomes that it's considered a hana for me and I have to pay for the hana. I'm not paying you for as if I hired you, but I'm paying you for the hana because it's as if you gave me a benefit, right? It's considered a hana for me. Since it's a hana, so you pay the lower rate, which is just the expenses, because expenses is how you evaluate the hana. That's how much value I have from this. Since that's how much value I have, so I have to pay you back the value because it's called hana. But in either case, in both cases, if I tell you get rid of the tree, get rid of the tree. If I tell you and Memela, according to the Rosh, by Eina Asuyalita, even if you like it, you only have to pay the Hana, which is the expenses. By Eina Asuyalita, if you like it, by Asuyalita, I'm sorry, if it's designated for that and you like it, then you would have to pay for the full price. So if you go away to Orlando for winter break, and then the guy comes back and he says, you went away for a different time, and right before the hurricane season, and you come back, and lo and behold, there's shutters on your windows. And the guy comes back and he says, hey, here's the bill. So you say, excuse me, remove it, please. So you could say that, even by Asuyalita, according to the Rosh. I don't want it, remove it, okay? But what was that? But by Asuyalita, you could say, get rid of it. But if you don't say get rid of it, and you're like, you know what? It's all right, I mean, I'll take it. Now that you did it, I wasn't gonna do it, but now that you did it, I'm gonna keep it on. Since it's Asuyalita, pastors, most places, it's Asuya for that. Is that the law that you need to have it, or it's just it's not a law, it's just a benefit?
Yes.
Insurance benefit, what?
Yeah, it's also like fire coming, like you walk away from dangerous thing. That
it's an accepted practice, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
What? Most people have windows. Most people either have hurricane windows or hurricane shutters, no?
Both.
What?
How many houses in 33162 have hurricane windows? Or
Most don't. Okay, so I don't know if it's a suyalita or not, but if the guy comes and said, let's assume it's like a suyalita, and the guy will come and put it on for you, then you come back and you say, what is this? And you say, okay, I'll take it off. No, leave it on. So it depends. If it's a suya, you're taking it b'diavad. If it's a suya lita, if you would consider it a suya lita, you would have to pay him the actual going rate to hire someone to do this job. If not, you could just pay him the expenses. And if you don't want to pay either one because you can't afford it, then you tell him to get rid of it, and he has to remove it. And, you know, obviously you can't leave holes in your wall.
Can you remove it in a couple months?
What? Oh, yeah, tell him to remove it after hurricane season, right.
Two questions. One, in this case, if he installed impact windows, which are more expensive, and you say, you know, it's beneficial for me, but I was only going to do shutters, which is less.
Right, so tell him to get rid of the windows.
Can you just pay the amount for the shutters, not the amount for the windows?
Pay the difference.
What are you telling the guy? You're telling the guy, get rid of the whole thing, give me back my old windows, and I will, I'll do shutters.
I'm asking them having a benefit. But all I wanted to do was shutters, which is, I don't know, $3,000 less.
Right.
So I'm saying, I'll pay you the $5,000 that it would take for me to install shutters as opposed to the $10,000.
That's the amount of hana that I'm getting. Okay, we have to get to a case where I'm trying to keep the cases that are more clear cut, like the Gemara's case, where you could tell the guy, get rid of it. So then the simon is much clearer. In that case, you can't tell him to get rid of it. So therefore, it becomes much more complicated. What's the simon? The Chazanish at the very end talks about that type of case. But the cases in the Gemara are very concrete cases that you could tell the guy, I don't want what you gave me, take it out. And if you don't take it out, then you're holding on to it, then it's called a hana. Now, the Rishonim, oh, there's a Shulchan Aruch on my desk, Chosh Mishpah. You want to get it? Here. I know. Yeah, it's on my desk, okay? I wanna say one thing. Okay. So now, like this. So there is one point still that the Rishonim argue by a case where it is a suya lita. Again, so we're saying by a suya lita, there's a machlokes in the Rishonim. The Rosh says that you could tell the guy to get rid of it, and the Rishonim say you have to prove that you really don't want it, but according to the Chazon Ish. And you can assume, though, that usually the guy wants it, unless he really proves it. Even if he says he doesn't want it, we say he's calling his bluff, and we don't believe him. Okay. Now, there's also Machlokes Rishonim the other way around, by Eina Asuya Lita, that the Rosh holds that by Eina Asuya Lita, the Rosh holds that even if the guy likes it, you only have to pay the hana. The Rishonim hold that by Eina Asuya Lita, even if it's not designated for that, but if the guy likes it in the end, you have to pay the full price. That's another machlokes in the Rishonim. So what's the lumdus over there? The lumdus is because the Rishonim hold the whole thing is a chiyuv of hana. And it depends how much hana you had. So they hold it, there's no real chilek between a suya lita and in a suya lita. Everything depends on hana. If you have full hana, you have to pay the full price. If you have less hana, you have to pay the less price. They hold that even the both prices are just evaluating how much hana you received. In the lumdus, I'm saying. Now, Shaken, the Rush holds that the higher price is because it's as if you hired him. It's a whole different lumdus. The higher price is because you hired him. So that only makes sense by a suya lita. You can't make it that if it's in a suya lita, and you like it, then now all of a sudden it's like you hired him. It doesn't make sense. You would have never hired someone for this. So this is the machlokes Rishonim. The Chazon Ish doesn't say this, lumdus, but I think this is the point. Okay? Because there's a let me make it a little more clear. You have a chakira a little bit. You could clear what's the pshat in this higher rate. Is it the pshat is that you're paying him because that's how much, it's more of a hana. It's more of hana. You got more hana. You didn't just get the expenses. You actually saved yourself a job maybe, or you got yourself a real full product. So you have to pay a higher price for the hana that you received, or no? The hana you received is just the expenses. But we look at it as if you hired him. So you're paying him like a poil. The nafkamina could be, nafkamina between these two tzadim, tell me if you're following Rabbi Isai. The nafkamina between the two tzadim is there an isra of baltolin on the yoyrid?
What is that?
Baltolin means you have to pay him on the next day.
Is he like a poil?
Is he like a poil? Meaning, let's say it's a suya lita and I like it. Am I paying him for hana, or am I paying him like a worker? If I'm paying him like a worker, according to the Rosh, the lumdus is, it's as if you hired him. So that's why the Rosh holds, you only get to that level if it's a suya lita, if it was made to be planted. So there's a gili das, we assume there's like a das, that it's as if you hired him. So if you hired him, so now the next morning comes baltolin. You got to pay me the next morning. There's also nafkamina, a poil you have to pay with cash. A hana you could pay with, you know, metaltolin. There's different halachas. So you have what I'm saying? According to the Rosh, the Lumdus says that if it's a suyalita, it was designated for oranges, and now this guy made my orange trees. So I call up the guy I was going to have come. I said, I don't need you anymore. So, and therefore I'm happy with this guy. So if I'm happy with this guy, so now it's like I hired him. So I pay him the full price. So it comes out, there should be a nisa baltolin. I have to pay him the next morning.
Really, it's only by inas suyalita.
Well, I'm saying the chiddush in the Rosh is that it's a gilui das dika hiring.
Right, really,
okay. Right. I'm saying, according to the Rosh, it's a gilui das dika hiring, and it's as if you hired him. So that's why the Rosh holds is very limited. It's only in asuyalita. If ain't asuyalita and you say, I love the trees, still, it's only hana. You never would have hired someone for this. So there's no gilui das, you would have hired it. So therefore, it's as if you hired, and that's why the Rosh is so adamant that it makes no sense if I don't like it. That it's a soyolita, but so what? I don't like it. So that's why he says it's you can't make me hire you if I don't want you. This is the Rosh Hashita. So as if I hired you. So Memela, we're saying that that's only by if it's designated for that, and it could be like it's like a scarce poilin. Mashain Kane, the Rosh beholds, it's all in the world of Hana. And there's two ways to evaluate Hana. A real Hana that I is the full price, a real Hana, because I got the full job. And a secondary hana is only to pay for the expenses. So according to that lumdis, that's why they hold, it really makes no difference. That's the Chazanish explains in the Rishonim. There's no, the whole asuyalita or inasuyalita is almost subjective. Do you like it or don't you like it? Did you get hana or didn't you get hana? If you got full hana, then pay the full price. If you got minimal hana, then pay the minimal hana. And that's why they hold, it's all subjective. You could turn something which is ena asuyalita, it was never designated for that. You could turn it into asuyalita. You come and say, oh, I love this tree. Oh, you love it? Full price. Because now you're getting full hana. And if it's asuyalita, right? So it all has to do with, and then right. And so according to the Chazon Ish, in the Rishonim, the only difference between asuyalita and ena asuyalita is that you call his bluff if you believe him or not. Did he get a hana or not? But basically, it's all tolui. In Hana, okay? So,
does people muster the initial reaction? Like, he says, I don't like it, but really starts showing it off to his kids. And,
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you, that's the Gemara, okay? Where does this Machlokes Rishonim come from, by the way? It comes from the Gemara. There was a story here in the Gemara, okay? So this is the Machlokes Rishonim, how to learn this story. By the way, you followed that piece? That last thing? Okay. So Itmar, the story goes like this. Someone came before Rav, and the guy came before Rav was the owner of the house. He was the owner of the house, and he says to Rav, this guy was Yared, this guy came into my field. So Rav says, Zil Shumle, pay him. Amalei lo baino, only pay him. I'm not happy with what he did for me. So he said, oh, so Zil Shumle, so pay him the lower rate. You don't like what he did, so pay him the lower rate. Amrulay, loy ba'ina. I don't even want to pay him the lower rate. Now, what do you mean you don't want to pay him the lower rate? You're mechuyev. Obviously, he was saying that I would rather him take it away. Right? Fine. So now the dintar ended. So Rav says, okay, if you want him to take it away, take it away. So now the guy goes home. What do you think he should do when he goes home? Call the removal company and send the bill to that guy, right? He has to move. Right. What happens? He goes home. He got a good psak. The psak was you don't have to pay him anything. He got a geshmak, a psak, and bezdin. What happens? He goes home. Lesoif, chazi, the god of a kamanterle. He goes home and he starts showing it off to everyone. Guys, you see my new tree, geshmak, and I got it for free too because bezdin just paskin, and I don't have to pay. Right? So, amrle. So Rav calls him back and he says, Gilisa adaitacha denichalach. Oh, you like it. Zil shumle v'yoda alal yoin, and I have to pay the higher rate.
You're allowed to go back to same case?
You fooled the Bezdin.
No.
You fooled the Bezdin. Right? So now, zil shumle v'yoda alal yoin, you have to pay the higher rate. That's the Gemara's maskana. So what is this Gemara talking about? So the Rosh says, obviously, the Gemara's talking about where it's asuyalita. It was a suyalita, the Gemara. It was a designated for the orange trees, okay? Now what happened? The guy comes in and says, I don't like these trees. Okay, you don't like them. Are you willing to accept them b'di'eved? So then take the yadala tachtoina, take the lower rate. So then the guy says, I don't even want them b'di'eved. I want them to get rid of us. Don't even pay yada al tachtona. So the Rosh sees both halachas right there, that if it's a suya lita, you could tell him to get rid of it. But then the guy comes along and gilis adai, then he goes ahead and keeps the tree. So it's chaza the din that it was nichale. He was and mamele has to pay the full price. But according to the Rosh, it's all talking about a suya lita. It was designated for trees. So it's designated for that. So that's what the Gemara's talking about. The Rishonim say, no, asuya lita, you can't have this conversation. Asuya lita, that's it. You can't, we don't believe you. The guy would have come in, we wouldn't have believed him on day one. He wouldn't have fooled the Bezdin in the first place. We wouldn't have believed him. He would say, I don't want it. You do want it. And that's it. Because the guy says, oh, you don't want it? So how come you're in contract with a different orange guy? You do want it. Don't tell me you don't want it. We don't believe you. Masha'en Kane, so they were showing him say it was all talking about Eina Suyalita. It was talking about it was not designated for, the whole story was it was not designated for trees, for oranges. Now the guy comes and says, I don't want it. Okay, you don't want it? Fine, to pay the lower rate. Then he turns around and he shows it off to everybody. So now, for Karen, he made it into a Suyalita. He made it into that he has Nichale. He has to pay the higher rate. So they're showing him have an open Gemara that says that even by Eina Suyalita, you have to pay the higher rate. So this is Machalik are showing him comes from how to learn this Gemara. Okay. Now,
even according to the story, it ends up being a suya
lita. No, but according to the Rishonim, yeah, according to the Rishonim, that's what comes out. Okay. So the bottom line is, there's two cases of the machlokes Rishonim. I'm not getting into how we paskin because the likelihood of this, no one here has to know exactly how we paskin. You have to go to the entire anyway. But just in the sugya, in the sugya, it comes out that there's two points where the Rishonim argue. One is when it's a suya lita, the Rosh holds that the lumdus is, it's like you hired him, and therefore it's only if it's designated that way. And basically, if you don't want it, then you don't want it. And you could force the guy to take it back. Mashiach and the Rishonim say that usually you can't force him, maybe we don't believe you, etc. But if it's a suya lita, you could, if you like it, you still have to pay the higher rate because you got the hana. Now, the Chazon Ish says, what about a case? There's going to be a few cases that are still pretty geschmack to discuss. So I guess we have still one more week on this sugya because I want to talk about a few cases where you cannot take away the hana. Let's say the guy came along and he says, your car has a couple of dents on it, a couple of scratches. So, you know. And anyway, a little blah, the color. So I decided to paint your car bright red. So it's geschmack. Now it's geschmack of car. Now I want to take it away. I want to take it away. You can't take it away. So, or you painted the house. And there's certain things. I cut your grass. I cut your grass for you. Let me take it away. So there's certain things that, okay, but you know, there's, in the meanwhile, the guy wants money. So there's certain things you cannot take away. So how do you evaluate those things? And the things you could take away, we have a very clear-cut decision. Tell the guy, up to you. You want me to take it back? You don't want me to take it back. So then we know where he's holding. But these cases, we don't have a clear raya. How do we know where he's holding? Also, what happens if he doesn't mind, but when I see it, he doesn't have the money to pay? So, you know, what's going to be the luck in that case? And what happens if Stamzo, you do a favor for someone? It's vacation for your kids are not in school, so it's vacation, and you have your sons around in the base medrash, don't have anything to do, and all of a sudden someone comes over to him and says, I'll learn with him. I'll learn. You want to learn? Sure. He learns with him for an hour, and he calls up the father and he says, I charge $60 an hour tutoring. So can you charge for that? So it's open halach and shulchan aruch that shayla based on this sugya. So the Ramah says, now, according to the Rosh, that it's as if you made a hiring, it's like a scarce poilum, it makes a lot more sense, right? Because you see from the sugya that you could hire someone. But if it's al-tana, it's harder to evaluate. What's the hana over here? Right? What's the hana? But the Rosh, the Ramah says here in Shinayin Hey, the Ramah says, is telling the sugya, ayin lel shin lamed hey, so it's about 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, if it's shaykh to the sugya of Yoyard. Okay, we'll continue Mitzvah Shem next time. I don't think next week there's going to be a share, it's going to be too complicated. So So I have to pick it up the following. By then, everyone, I'm sure, will have chazed this already four times and have it klar, and then we'll be able to pick up the next point. Okay, shkoyach, everybody. Shkoyach.
Again, I'm only here for the last 3 minutes. Next time, go.